Okay, so we're holding today's Mishnah and Masechet Kelim. We're in Perek Chavav, which is Perek Sandal, which might give you a hint about what the Perek is discussing. And we are holding in Mishnah Hey. We're going to be discussing the Inyanim of Tumas Midras Benogea, issues of Orot that are flat. Okay, so usually, obviously, we have a din of needing to have a Beit Kibul. That's the Gabi Tuma, regular Tuma. But when you're talking about something that is set aside for use, or even if it's one of its main uses, would be something that is stood upon, light upon, set upon. Those things are open, even if it doesn't have a base kibble, of course, to Tumas Midras. And the Kiddush is that there are cases where there may be other uses that are in line for this, and nonetheless, it's not going to be a case of Amod v'nasim alachtenu, which was a fundamental asher yeshev alav hazav, we were derish, something that the zav will be able to just remain sitting on, meaning that nobody's going to chase him off and say, why did you turn my bucket upside down to sit on it? I need the bucket to do sponja. That's an Amod v'nasim alachtenu. There are, however, cases where even though b'sha'at melacha, something is not meant to be sat on, but it is used as a primary usage, that it's also, when it's not in use, that it is sat upon. So let's talk about orot that are just flat orot that are nonetheless going to be mekabel tuma. And of course, once they're mekabel tuma midras, we have the klal. Anything that's mekabel midras is also mekabel tumas meis. So this is a broad extension of dinim in kelei or. So let's say you had a piece of leather and you decided that you want to use it as a skin sheep rug. At that point, it becomes roy for Kabbalah's Tumas Midras, as people are going to be standing on it and sitting on it. Or sikortia, and the apron that they wear, the people that actually work with or, they wear that to protect them, but when they're not actually doing filthy stuff, they put it down on the chair and they sit on it, which to protect the back of their clothing. And then or katablia, which we've spoken about before, that was the or that was attached with the little holes on the side to the bed frame, and it was totally meant, obviously, for lying on. Or hachamar, the people who drive donkeys, so they have a raincoat that is made out of leather. But if it's not raining, they use that as padding, so they'll sit on it. Or hakatan, this is somebody who's working with kitna, which is flax. So he covers his clothing with this so as not to get all the little pieces that come off from the raw flax on himself. Anybody who remembers the good old days when they used to wrap the esrogim in raw pishtan will remember what a mess it was when you would have all those little pieces of that hairy pishtan on you. This was before the days when they used foam to wrap, or what do they call that? Bubble papers to wrap the esrogim in. It was a lot of fun, but it was a mess. So that's kind of stuff also when they're not working with the kitna, so then they would sit on it as well. Or hakataf. Hakataf uses the leather as a pad. So he's a kataf, means he's a sabal. He's carrying thing on his shoulder. So when he's going to be putting a fridge on his shoulders, he wants to protect his shoulder. So he puts some leather padding on it. But when he's not working, he will use that to actually sit on. Or harofe, a doctor who uses leather to protect himself from blood and so on when he's working on a patient up close, he will also sit on that when he's not working. Or ha'arisa, that's basically a waterproof mattress cover for little kids. So when that is obviously his main purpose over there would be to lie somebody on it. All of these things can become tumas midras, even though some of these are certainly not primary tumas midras. In other words, you would think that they would be considered amod v'nasim alachtenu. The Kiddush is that since they're often used as a secondary purpose up front in this fashion, that's not called anti-midras, that's called midras as well. Now there's a machlokas about or hasarok and or hasorek. if you've got protection from somebody who...
Rebbe, skip the line. Rebbe, there's another line.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I got up to... I forgot. I don't know what happened to me. Or Halev Shel Katan. They used to protect babies from attacks by rats. So they would make a little leather covering over vulnerable parts of a kid's chest where they would often be attacked. So they would cover them with leather. Could also be used for lying on if you put the baby on the other side. Or hakar, that would be a pillowcase, which is meant for you to lie on. Or a keset, which would be a covering for a mattress cover, which they would also made of leather. All of these things can be mattress. Sorry. Okay, now how about an or hasaruk or an or hasorek? So these are people that are handling, and it's a really weird pshat by the Rav Avadia Bartonu. I prefer the pshat or hasaruk would mean people that are handling the wool that's already been combed, and that also tends to get stuck all over your clothing, or that is worn by somebody who actually does that work, which is for sure needs to protect himself. Rebbe Eliezer says that can be midrash because sometimes he'll sit on it. Whereas the Chachamim say no, they are definitely, that's not even a secondary use. And it's just the same as any normal piece of leather, except for the fact that since it's folded around you, so it has a tsuras kli. And remember that we have a takanah de rabbanan, that something that has a tsuras kli is metame, even if it doesn't have a beit kibul.